Chairman Carpenter, members of the commission, today I'm presenting some small game and trapping regulations issues. As was mentioned earlier, we are going to ask you on the trapping stuff not to include that in the motion, as we want to work with the trapping community further to make sure that rule gains enough dialogue. So with that, I'll move forward with the proposed changes. So this is proposed change is basically to amend WAC 220.416.110, the use of game birds for training dogs, field trials, and marking requirements. As we presented to you in March, this is basically adding a way of marking birds that uses nasal scarring. That's a product of using the guards that keeps them from pecking each other in captivity. We received very little public comment on this. Both were in support of this change. So the change to 224.16.110 is we recommend that change. The game farm license, again, this was clarifying some things in WAC and making sure that people are held responsible for some of the things that are in the WAC. And it also clarifies the language of when people can use the birds and if they have to purchase them or not. So game farm license is required. So currently it doesn't make it clear when you got your game farm license. This change clarifies that it has to be current and valid. And then we added language outlining the failure to comply and what the consequences of those are. Again, we received 5 public comments, 4 were in support, 1 was opposed. And then recommended adjustment to that between the March and April meeting. We actually presented this to you in March as well, that to remove the language that basically to add language that deleterious exotic wildlife were not part of this rearing. So add language to clarify the game farm license does not authorize those folks to possess, propagate, sell, or transfer deleterious wildlife, because that was something that wasn't in this rule, and through the public process it was brought to our attention and we fixed that. So this one is basically about bird hunting. It's WAC 220.450.010. It's about when people can use birds from game farms or other places for field trials or other things. It said in the language previously that they would have to purchase them. Oftentimes people don't actually purchase them when they're participating in these field trials. They're put out for those field trials. So to clarify that and to make people not be unknowingly breaking the law, we changed the word to acquired. Basically just to clarify that folks aren't doing something that they're not aware of. And then we added some language to minimize risk of disease transmission. Again, most of these are minor clarifications, and we received 4 comments, all in support. So this is the rule that the rule that we are recommending not moving forward with. We'll probably bring it back to you next year after we've had more conversations with the Trapping Association. So I think I've explained all of these. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to take them now.
The 220-417-030, the one that we're not going to include in the motion.
Yes.
What was it that was there behavior on the part of trappers or something that made us concerned that we had to make a change? Because as we hear from our trapper this morning, it sounds like there was effort to make language that deals with the concern of, you know, not having dead or trapped live animals in the traps for
right.
long periods of time. So what was it that staff found that needed fixing?
Yeah, so what needed to be fixing is currently the language reads that an animal shouldn't be in a trap more than 24 hours.
Yeah.
There's no way for a trapper to know when the animal was trapped.
Right.
So there's no way for them to know how long 24 hours in a trap is. So they put their trap out, and they're presuming it's going to get caught at a certain time, but we don't know what that time is. So there's no clarity around when they need to check their trap. Most other states that have trapping laws have specific trap check, not animals in trap. And so this is more of an issue to basically have more clarity around when they're supposed to be checking their trap. Now, we do agree that there are circumstances that sometimes prohibit that, and that's where the Trappers Association is concerned, that if we set a 24-hour trap, which is the norm in this industry, you know, throughout where people trap, that they would be held responsible to that and maybe cited, you know, if the circumstances. So we need to work on the language. I still think our recommendation was good to try to clarify it, because it wasn't clear before. And we are always erring on the side of you know, humane treatment of animals. So that's why we decided to make it. But we missed a step, and we are. That's the reason we're pulling this change, is we want to make sure that we talk to them, and if there is a better way to address it, we would love to see that.
Mr. Baker?
Why do we use 24 hours as opposed to something possibly simpler, like every day?
Yeah, so, I mean, those are best management practices that come from trapper associations that are it's a nationwide best management practices that 24 hours is a good time for both humane treatment of the animal and all these other things. The reason we don't is it's hard to say. So once a day, that could go to almost 48 hours, I guess, depending on how. So 24 hours has been shown to be the norm or the best management practices. So that's what most states use. That's why we are using it as well.
So to be continued.
Yes, on this one.
So I move to adopt WACS 220-416-110, 220-430-110, and 220-450-110 as presented.
Second. We have a motion and a second by Commissioner Smith. Any additional discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.